The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, described late President Mills as a great man who served the nation well. He said the party's flag is flying at half mast in recognition of the death of President Mills.
When news of the death first came to us, we were in a leadership meeting. Present was the chairperson, Honorable Sami Ayaba Nkrumah, and also the presidential candidate, Dr. Abu Sakara. When we heard of this terrible news, we can say at the CPP that our flags are now flying at half-mast in recognition of the death of a great man. And in fact, at that very meeting, we held a minute silence. He was a great man in his private life and a great man in his public life, and a public servant who served this nation well and whom many should seek to emulate by the way he conducted his life. We in the CPP believe that another great oak has fallen in the ever-depleting forest of progressive forces, and we wish the NDC, we wish the country, and we wish his family well in this very difficult time.
General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet. The chairman of the CPP and MP for Jomoro, Sami Ayaba Nkrumah, has described the late President Mills as a true Nkrumahist. She said this was not in words but practically demonstrated. Sami Nkrumah, on behalf of the CPP, expressed the party's condolences to the First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, and the nation as a whole.
President Mills has never hidden his admiration for Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Indeed, he was the first president to declare Founders Day or the 21st of September as a public holiday. He also oversaw the issue of the two CD notes with Kwame Nkrumah's picture on one side of it. I recall now the visit to Addis Ababa in February of this year, when we accompanied the president to unveil the statue of Kwame Nkrumah in Addis Ababa in front of the new AU building. We can recall many, many stories. Suffice it to say that within his own capacity, he has honored Kwame Nkrumah.
CPP Chairman and MP for Jomoro, Sami Ayaba Nkrumah, the Majority Leader Cletus Avoca, and Minority Leader Osei Mensa Bonsu described President Mills' death as a tragic event.
Honorable Speaker of Parliament, in this sad moment and mood, we are not in words. Suffice it to say, however, that this Adult House will at the appropriate time pay a befitting tribute to our departed President, His Excellency Professor J. A. Mills. This event undoubtedly is a tragic one in the history of our nation. The suddenness of this rather unheralded departure has rendered sudden the spirit of a nation. As the President has implored us, let the events serve as a fulcrum to unite this nation.
That was Majority Leader Cletus Avoca and Minority Leader Osei Mensa Bonsu. A close friend of President Mills and national organizer of the NDC, Yao Boatinjan, said President Mills was his political mentor. His death is a devastating blow to him and all those who looked up to him.
Losing somebody very close and losing somebody who has been a mentor and somebody who I have learned a lot as far as my political career is concerned, very devastating, and it's a big loss to me.
When you spoke to him on Saturday, did you get a feeling that he was not preparing for the vigorous campaign?
At all. You know, Oman is somebody who always say that, yeah, you are going to spearhead this campaign as far as his health issues are concerned. But he never told me that such a thing was going to happen. But I actually, you know, looking at him physically, thought that we rather need to do a lot, you know, to fill in the gap that will be created as far as his health was concerned. But I never expected that this thing will happen so soon.
National organizer of the NDC, Yawo Atinjan, the MP for Mfantsiman East, George Kuntu Blankson, whose constituency, President Mills Iltrom, thanked God for his life.
Anything is by God. So no matter what I will say, I just thank God for his life. And I know God do not do anything by mistake. There is a purpose for whatever has happened. So we thank God for his life. He is not a friend, he's a brother. And at the same time, a constituent. And as a Christian, I always depend upon the Lord for his direction. And as the Bible indicates, it's God who gives, and it's the God who also at the same time takes it. He knows why they are taking his life at this hour.
MP for Mfantsiman East, George Kuntu Blankson. The MP for Bantama, Cecilia Dapa, said, though sad, this is the time for Ghanaians to become more united than ever before.
As a nation, indeed, losing a president is not an easy thing for this whole nation. And it's shocking. I mean, how do you even put it? It's a very sad day for all of us. And I'd like to wish the family all the condolences that I can master to give. It's a trying time, and we need to pull together to make sure that this country stays united.
MP for Bantama, Cecilia Dapa.